But after we had our first child, I think she woke up then, because it occupies all your time whenever you have kids at home.
Right.
And then we had a son 4 years later, and that's all we have today. So now she's 20 and he's 16. So they've grew up on me.
Right. Yeah.
But she adapted to it as far as being the wife of a riverboat guy. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of stuff go sour on people.
Right.
But me and my wife made it. You know, I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
And I think that says a whole lot, you know.
Oh, yeah. And Shoreside, is there a sense of community with your other crew members, their families, their wives, maybe? Mm-hmm. If you guys are from the same region, I mean.
If you're somewhere in the same area, sometimes you get together on your time off.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you do kind of get together, have a cookout, you know, or something. And to me, that's very beneficial because especially whenever, say, if their husband works on a boat and I'm on a boat, those two women, or three or four, whatever, they can kind of bond together too.
Right.
And it helps. I mean, I was caught up when I really grew up young doing that. They were like 25 miles apart from towns that the wives lived at and stuff. But it all worked out. They took turns, you know, coming up to each other's house, you know, staying, talking. They always stayed in touch. They talked all the time. So.
Right.
But it worked out, you know. You always wonder what's going to happen, what's next, you know.
Right.
Because, I mean, you're away. You can't do nothing about it, you know. But it does have its way of working out.
So in your time when you were working on the river, did communications technology improve in terms of cell phones or?
True, yes.
Yeah.
Very
much. That must have made a big difference in terms of home life.
That, I'm going to say technology today, that's the biggest improvement I've seen over about anything, because I started out with you heard of a single sideband?
No.
A single sideband is just a radio that they use, you know, and it's so much squelch into the background, so much interference and stuff. And, you know, we had to turn in traffic at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and 6 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. you know. And, well, you just had to finally get in there to a point to where you know, like, say, boat five, you know,
yeah.
calling base up there, and I tell them where I'm at. And then sometimes you'd hear them, Roger, Roger, they got it. And then you didn't. Here come up in the early 80s, they come up with this thing called Watercom. It would kill you on the cost of it. I mean, it's like 50 cents a minute, you know. And you learned, whenever you called home, you learned, man. You got down to business real quick, you know, and talked. So, hey, I'm doing fine. How are you? Anything broke? You know, what am I looking at? I'm getting off on this day, you know. And because it would run up a heck of a phone bill real
right.
quick. We, after the Watercom deal, then boats started getting cell phones, you know. And all the cell phones came first. We got computers, but nobody was using them just yet. Our computer was only for the boat to the office, you know, to keep orders and stuff like that. And then eventually here come your emails and stuff that we started getting. And I love that because if you can't right now, if I call any boat, I mean, there might be an area that they're bad in for cell phone coverage, but yet you send them an email and they go through. You send them a text, it probably go through.
Right.
Versus, or you might drop that call if you just call them.
Mm-hmm.
But and we encourage, too, you know, we got all of our boats equipped with computers to where they can stay in touch with home, you know. But today, who don't have a cell phone? Everybody pretty much does. But if they have a computers on the boat, you know, to where they can email, you know, they scan pictures if they want to send something or whatever. And the good thing is that we even have receivers for watching TV, you know. It moves with
yeah.
a gyro. As the boat moves, it keeps it on track.
Oh, wow.
And every
a satellite?
Room, a satellite, yes. Mm-hmm. And it... we have one in every room. Wherever there's a TV on that boat, they have a small receiver to get what package that the company chose to get. You know, just that's not open to anything. But
right.
But there's probably over 100 channels, 150 channels, I'm going to say, that they can get right now at any given time. Yeah. So technology, yes, it has came a long way. Mm-hmm. Our engineers on our boats now, and this never happened. I mean, you had to ring this old boat phone, crank phone, to ring down there and talk to them. Right. Or later come with a PA, you know. But today, our engineering department has their own laptops, mm-hmm. you know. And that's how they communicate back and forth with the office. And electronic engines, that's what they use to do their upgrades on their engines.
Right.
It's amazing, you know. And it's like our wheelhouse, man. It's all that's the same way, too, you know. It's all electronic throttles and stuff.
Right.
You know, versus, you know, it used to be air, you know, stuff. But technology is plumb awesome in my book.